This is JIS News. Coming up, government working to develop bamboo industry. Jamaica Fire Brigade gets three new trucks and Falmouth to get facelift. The news in detail after this message.
Hey, Rose! You depend on a big cleanup.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you, and then you can help me.
All right, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pour little cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize we.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Now the news. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce is spearheading an initiative which will facilitate the establishment of bamboo factories in various zones throughout Jamaica. Junior Minister Sharon Folks-Abrams says Zone 1 will consist of Hanover, Westmoreland and St. James and will focus on producing bamboo board, furniture and bamboo charcoal. She says discussions are now underway with the Ministry of Local Government to establish a factory under the Caribbean Local Economic Development CARI-led project with funding from the Canadian International Development Agency, CEDA. Mrs. Folks-Abrams was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate earlier this week. The bamboo industry is worth an estimated $12 billion globally. There is an estimated 47,000 hectares of bamboo growing across the country. The Jamaica Fire Brigade will receive a boost to its fleet with the acquisition of three new fire trucks at a cost of $133 million. Deputy Commissioner Errol Mowat says the state-of-the-art units have arrived on the island and are awaiting clearance.
Although we are faced with serious challenges, we were able to buy three new firefighting units, and those come fully equipped. In fact, they are in Jamaica. We expect that within another couple of weeks, they should be ready for deployment.
Mr. Mowat, speaking at the annual National Disaster Committee meeting at Jamaica House recently. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, included representatives from several public and private sector organizations involved in disaster mitigation. Several initiatives are being planned to spruce up the town of Falmouth in Trelawney. Attorney General and Member of Parliament for North Trelawney, Patrick Atkinson, says the improvements are being carried out under the Streetscape Enhancement Project.
And that will involve in the areas of the town around the pier to have shaded and covered walkways and sidewalks, to have significant improvement in traffic management, the erection of proper signs to assist tourists to find their way, overhead lighting to replace undecorative light posts, hanging plants and baskets, major facade improvements on several buildings, and attractive and colorful shops and kiosks.
Mr. Atkinson adds that the Tourism Ministry is in the process of declaring Falmouth a resort area as part of plans to increase tourism. Construction of the new Falmouth Market and Transportation Center is also scheduled to begin later this year. Mr. Atkinson was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives earlier this week. And the National Family Planning Board, NFPB, is urging parents to protect children from early exposure to pornography. Chairman of the NFPB, Dr. Sandra Knight, says recent studies have linked pornography to problems with brain development in boys.
We are concerned with the rise in pornography addiction in teenagers. Pornography is not seen as a unacceptable viewing choice. Boys who are exposed to pornography at an early age are less likely to complete healthy relationships with females.
Dr. Knight was addressing a recent JIS think tank session. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.